So?
Hi. That
well,
was great.
I don't know whether it was worth it or not. I just talked to the family, and of course they're all right. But the thing I was thinking about is that you know, it was obvious that we were coming back at such a high note. I really don't think that, you know, we could do much to, except that we'd be anticlimactic, basically. See, we didn't have a hell of a lot to say. That was the point.
Yeah.
See.
But you, well, no, I think you had to somehow end the thing, and it was the right way to do it.
Maybe that's right.
And I think, did you get Fitzsimmons' report?
Yeah, he liked it. Yeah, Colson. He just called me. Yeah.
Giving you because he had he was ecstatic. And did he give you the congressional?
No.
But a lot of these are, that's like John Buchanan says, I deeply appreciate the President's immediate appearance to share with Congress the people his impression of his report. I'm on. So second, I thought he did a wonderful job on the report. Third, I've been on his team for many years, and at this moment, I'm even more proud to be on it after such an historic trip to serve people in the world. Bill Conover, the new congressman, called the newest member of Congress. I wanted to call the President to congratulate him and relay that he made me proud to be an American. I hope that all of us in the country can take his stand for world peace and find peace in our own community. Hope to have the opportunity to meet the President in the future.
Perfect.
He's one of those federal elections.
But you know, the one thing that was good, which of course the television naturally had to play, was the reception when he came in. I mean, that was awfully good.
Great. And
but there wasn't much.
And
I know she got a terrific reception.
The TV played,
but as far as the speech itself is concerned, the content really wasn't up to what it ought to have been, you know, for that kind of a thing. But what the hell?
Well,
we just don't have the speechwriters, you know.
Fred Schwenzel says, "I've just heard the greatest speech since Clinton. Great occasion for us in the world.
Well,
I will follow the President in his request to the Congress. I will promote his objectives to peace and cooperation. All Americans should be thankful to this great man."
Well, maybe he was moved by the moment. I'm moved by the fact, perhaps. But anyway, if we don't worry about it, we've done it.
Stand divine, which is also good. I think the President's remarks were outstanding, well received, and assured the American people that our defenses would remain strong and communications have been open. And tend towards reducing hostility around the world. So, you know,
the balance, yeah.
Right, and the newspaper stuff is the, you know, editor type stuff, same kind of thing. Good job of laying it out, coming over to being realistic in terms of expectations, confidence, cooperation. That's Frank Crane, the Indianapolis Star. Eric Collier at the Houston Chronicle said, "I think the ovation of Mrs. Nixon reflects the strong public attitude and the achievements made. The words that were prepared were not for the Congress, but for the people, and they were good. The speech will be very popular in Texas. The only possible problem is trade to the Congress." Boyd Barger, the New York Daily News editor, came through very well. "We have to believe him that we didn't lose our strength position. It was a good, calm delivery, but we didn't care about numbers. Extremely well done. Should have the people behind it. Thought it was a great speech, and we're going to praise it." Dallas Morning News editor Jack Kruger thought the speech was a new watershed to the world. Ranked high. Thought the President had a great response when entering. Thought it was tremendous. But he deserves all the credit for lessening tensions on the Russian return as well. Thought it was great. Clayton Kirkpatrick said the President looked stronger than I expected and spoke well. Liked his request to the Congress and people evaluating him. So it was a good job. A lot of them made the point that you look tired.
Yeah.
Hopefully get some time off.
Remember, I told you that's the problem that we're going to have.
But that's all right.
I can't walk off of that plane after a 10-hour flight without looking dead dog tired.
Don Shoemaker, the editor of the Miami Herald, said, "I always thought the President's longitude was in foreign affairs. He proved it tonight. A landmark speech, one of the finest of the century. He gives great promise for world peace. I'm very pleased with it."
I wonder if the physical appearance, though, is perhaps more important than these other things.
Yeah, but I think the physical appearance was good.
You mean the average guy, they don't like to see anybody looking better?
No, I don't think that's right. I think Ray Soden at the VFW in Illinois said the President looked tired, but he came across very well. He deserves a well-earned rest. This will have a hell of an impact on the country.
Mike DeRusha.
Fred Fassin, the president of the American Association of Retired Persons. We thought it was a wonderful speech. He was Congress should back the president. 100% behind the president. Offered support, association, support, anything we want. Tommy Thomas in Florida said, fantastic, the greatest speech the president made. Thought it had a lot of meat and it transcended partisan politics. Not to point, we wouldn't see a problem with the conservatives. Very impressed with the end of the
That was nice.
Best line of all was the one he made in reference to Vietnam, without a stain on American honor. That was great.
That was. You noticed how they took the house down on that?
They sure did. The campaign guy in Ohio, Chuck Ross, says, I think Humphrey and the governor running for governor. Now, you've got to be impressed by the speech. He was very strong, even though he must have been tired. The net effect for us would be about 100% gain. Bart Reed. Total trust in President Nixon and any other president would do this and secure the right to death. However, he feels the president is heading in the right direction and should expect total cooperation.
Well, we were right probably to do it.
I think so.
I was not, of course, as you know, satisfied with the damn speech. No, I worked on it all day, but because I could have done better, but what the hell.
A lot of these people thought it was very good, more than very good.
That's good.
And I think it put the whole thing where it ought to be. The tired thing doesn't bother me at all.
I don't think
you want to look. We ran off on a holiday, and the press was reported how hard it's working. Rugged. And all that sort of thing. That's how people expect you to be. And Wire said, he says, ringing applause in the crowd of chambers of the House of Representatives greeted President Kennedy last night at 14:07.
Boys did well. They were ours. I told you one of our people was getting searched for that stock.
Yep.
He was good. And was, you know, all right, but there's a lot of things. We just don't have one, do we? Looks at it that way. How the hell do you write a speech? How do you do it from a spoken word rather than a written word? How do you break it?
Someone did a good job on this.
I edited the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But I mean it. But one of our guys, they had taken it a lot better than I did. A lot of tricks here. Not the sapphire type of thing.
Yeah.
What I mean. But
right.
It's a different kind of a thing.
Right. It's a real.
It's just an art. It's an art.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Done now.
Good to have that hanging around too. That's one way we can think the story. Can't permit the tree for another 10 days or so, I guess.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. I don't know whether the work that has to be done putting together what the trying to capture as well.
go far enough. One thing for sure, in terms of the coming into the place, we couldn't have had the reception coming home. And perhaps these things mean more to the average person. That's reception. Those were really fantastic.
Yep.
They, you know, going on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know, I
helped it
turned around and tried to stop out. You know, I had to talk about it. Well, I think we've decided, I talked to them, and they're going to decide to go down to Florida tomorrow.
Good.
Well,
that's good.
So I think what I need is my goal, I mean, I will go.
Good. Okay, I think I'll wait to come down on Saturday.
Oh, hell, I wouldn't go.
No, I want to get things kind of wrapped up here.
I really haven't got the energy to do much up here, so I'll talk to John in a little while.
But yeah.
Clear up and ask him to sign, but I'm really not going to get into some
bullshit.
You know, it just, he knows what the hell to do.
I should do it. John's prepared for that.
Yeah, John knows. We really should try to get in there. It's been through a very, very hard situation. Now I'm starting to crap around.
We can't.
My judgment will be as good as his.